When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a mundane conversation that'll hopefully relax you, relieve maybe some anxiety, or, oops, as I bang my ring to the arm of the microphone, or maybe it'll help you find your way to sleep. I'm your host, Marco Timpano, and joining me today is Amanda Barker.
Here I am. Hi. Okay.
Thank you for joining us, and we hope you will listen and sleep. Amanda, I have two topics that I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
And we haven't discussed this beforehand, but I wanted to talk to you first about wreaths.
Okay.
You know, wreaths that you put on the door. So W-R-E-A-T-H-S, wreaths.
Versus, like, reefs?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I try to clarify.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you hear one thing or the other.
I see.
But this is a wreath that you put on the door.
Uh-huh.
So, what is your opinion when it comes to wreaths?
I love them a lot. I think they're the first thing you see as you enter a home. They convey the personality of the people that live on the other side of the door. They're welcoming. They're inventive. They can be quirky and fun.
Tell me what makes a good wreath, in your opinion.
They're seasonal. I enjoy a seasonal wreath.
Okay, so you're not like one wreath all the time.
No,
okay.
I like changing it up. My mom, I guess I get my love of wreaths from my mother, who loves to put a new wreath on the door every 2 months or so. Definitely every season.
Okay.
And she will make her own wreaths. In fact, I think she makes all of her own wreaths. So she will usually incorporate ribbon, bows, some floral things that she finds at craft shops and that type of thing. I'm a little bit
more of a traditionalist, would you say?
In some ways, I think she is more of a traditionalist because she'll use more traditional ornamental things in her wreaths. For me, I like the quirkier wreaths. I like wreaths with, I'm less fake flowers, more natural elements.
Okay.
And she loves, she'll fill hers up with, you know, like silk flowers, which are beautiful. It's just not my thing.
You know, oftentimes people will wonder how we come up with topics. And the reason I came up with this one was we have a fall wreath and I couldn't find it.
I kept saying, where's our fall wreath?
And I was like, I know I put it away. You know when you put something away and you can't find it? Well, I found it today, and I found our fall wreath.
And actually, that particular wreath was made by my mom.
Cool.
Yeah, it was, right?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
I'm pretty
it's
sure.
More of an oblong wreath than a round.
It's an oval.
An oval, yeah.
Yeah, and it has a bow on the bottom that I'm quite sure she put on there.
Yeah.
So I think she came up a few years ago and...
Yes, I think she came around fall and she made us that wreath.
I think so, yeah. Or she brought it up and then assembled it up here. I'm not exactly sure. But we have a few seasonal wreaths.
Yeah. Which is your favorite? And then I'll tell you mine.
My favorite is our February wreath.
Ooh.
Our Valentine's Day wreath.
Describe this wreath for our listeners.
Okay. Well, the reason I love it is also I love how I acquired it. So...
There's a story behind every wreath, my friends.
And this is the story of our Valentine's Day wreath. So you were the keynote speaker at a really wonderful event in Waterloo, Ontario. in support of the Waterloo Public Library. And if anyone from there is listening, just a lovely hello to everybody there. It was such a magical night.
We love libraries, and my favorite is the Waterloo Public Library.
I love Waterloo.
It's true.
And I really loved it that night because I was really excited to support all the different silent auction items and 50-50 items and those types of things.
Now, people should know this about Amanda. If there's a silent auction, nothing makes her happy than a silent auction. And I will say, I will sometimes roll my eyes, but I don't do that anymore because Amanda won a painting at a silent auction. And we'll talk about that later.
We could do a whole episode. We should do a whole episode on silent auctions.
It's true.
But if we did, I would probably have to add a bit of this particular story. So, yeah, I don't gamble. I'm not a gambler. I don't have any vices that way, but I love a silent auction. Mm-hmm. And so this was a different kind of silent auction, though. This was each prize, and there were many prizes. You could put a ticket into each of the sealed, I think, bowls sort of things. Like you drop it in.
So you would purchase a sleeve of tickets.
That's right.
Okay.
And so I think I spent maybe $50 that night, maybe $100.
And you just take these tickets and you put them in whichever bowl you see that has prizes that you'll enjoy.
So there were a lot of things that I wanted there, so I sort of dispersed it. Well, I got very lucky that night, and I ended up winning, I think, 5 times.
It came to a point where I turned to Amanda and I said, if you win the next one, you are not going up there, because I was there representing the library and you kept winning.
It was crazy. Yeah. And I was thrilled because I had only sort of put in for the things that I really wanted, which I think maybe weren't the things everybody wanted.
Sure.
Some things were in Toronto. And anyway.
Name some of the things you won so our listeners will.
Sure. I won 4 tickets actually to an aquarium in Toronto, the big, large, beautiful aquarium. I got $25, I think, gift certificate for a pub on campus. We went and had wings the next
day. That's
right,
we did,
yes. It was delicious. A gift certificate to a lovely shop that had wonderful gifts and cards and that type of thing.
And didn't you win a...
I won a jacket that said the University of Waterloo.
And you were able to buy something in the Waterloo University's... Wasn't it there? No? Okay.
If you want to know the story, we were going to maybe take it back because it was big. But then we decided not to.
Okay.
So that's...
But we have a Waterloo hat.
Yeah. I won that night. Okay. So we were going to maybe take it back because that jacket was just a titch big. But I decided that it was fine and with sweaters and things underneath. And it's roomy, but it's sort of a puffy coat that says University of Waterloo. A University of Waterloo hat as well. What else did I
win? It's a very warm hat. I love that hat.
I'm trying to think. I won a water bottle that has the Great Gatsby book cover on it.
That's right, you did.
A SIG water bottle, and I had it in the car yesterday. I love that water bottle. I'm trying to think of some of the other things I won that night.
She won so many things.
Those were the things I remember.
They were
anyway.
All kind of bundled. Mm-hmm. So you didn't win one and one and one. It was like a bundle of several things.
Right. Maybe I won 3 times. I don't know. Anyway, it felt like a lot. I think I emailed somebody about it that night. But anyway, that store, that card and craft and gift store, we went to it the next day. It was $50, I think, to there. And it was a lovely, lovely shop, and we used the $50 and bought a Valentine's Day wreath.
That's right.
With it. And it's in the shape of a heart, but it's made out of, it looks like little roses, but they're actually wood, like wood
shavings
almost. So wood shavings that look like roses painted red in the shape of a heart.
Yeah.
And it was made by somebody local, I think, in Waterloo. And it was so special and neat. And you said, you know, we don't have a Valentine's Day wreath. And I thought, isn't that a fun thing to put on the door in the dead of winter every year and to give us a little memory of a really fun, silly weekend that we had an educational weekend and just uplifting weekend that we had in Waterloo, Ontario.
And we always remember Waterloo when we hang that wreath.
Yeah, and the fun I had that night of winning. And I'm trying to remember what else I won. Maybe a bottle of wine. I can't remember.
I will say this in case any listeners are sort of rolling their eyes or thinking, oh, they're so lucky. I never win anything. So if you're like, oh, they're talking about their winnings, just know that I'm like you. I don't win things. Amanda just happened to be lucky that day.
That day, I won. It was all the winning I will get in my life, probably. So my question to you is the same. What is your favorite wreath?
Okay, so my favorite wreath also has a story, and my favorite wreath is our winter wreath.
Okay.
And it looks like a long string of winter berries, red, bright, almost look like candy apples, but they're small little berries.
They're what I would picture, actually, cranberries. They're the size of cranberries. They look like cranberry. I always thought that's what they were meant to be, but maybe not.
They're just round red berries.
They're fake.
Yes.
Because we've had this wreath. Actually, this wreath predates our relationship.
And it's long and it's very, very abundant. Because sometimes you get those kind of red berries for Christmas and Christmas ornaments, like holly or little ones, and you don't get an ample amount of it. But this wreath is really robust.
It's all berry, no holly leaf, no leaf.
It's just red. It's just
sort of cascading.
Yeah. So I was in Schaumburg,
Ontario.
Schaumburg, Ontario.
Not Illinois, because that's
correct.
A very famous Schaumburg, spelled differently.
You've been to Schaumburg, Illinois, right?
I have, yeah.
Okay. And I went with a good friend and a friend of the show, Dale Boyer.
She goes by Boyer sometimes.
Okay.
Boyer or Boyer.
So Dale and I were at the Schaumburg Christmas Fair.
Just the two of you?
No, her husband was there. And I think there were a couple other people there.
Some
as
other
well.
Friends. I think Massimo was there. And
there was a bunch of people there.
Sure.
And what they do in Schaumburg is they have this winter or this Christmas fair where they have all the tractors and backhoes, because it's a rural area, Schaumburg, with a lot of farms. So the people who have farms bring their farming mechanisms or tractors, and they deck them out with Christmas lights.
And in a parade?
And they do a parade.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll do a parade with all these heavy machineries, whether they be backhoes or what's the ones that Columbines, covered in Christmas lights, and they go down the main square. It's really quite something to behold. And then Santa comes at the very end on a tractor. So we walked into, and the downtown Schaumburg has
but
all
these.
But
there's more to it, because I never think of the parade as like the final moment of it. So there's all the, talk about the things that happened before.
Well, there's all these quaint little shops down the main street that you can walk into and have hot chocolate or have a butter tart or something. And they have things for sale. So depending on the shop you go into, they'll have certain items.
So every store is opened in the beautiful, quaint downtown.
Yeah.
And I only say this because I've been there too, although I wasn't with you that year. Every store is open, and a lot of towns do. My hometown used to do a similar thing. We called it Victorian Christmas.
Okay.
I don't know why. It wasn't particularly Victorian, but that's what we called it. But every store is open. There's Santa. There's reindeer. There's livestock.
It's pretty much a farm festival of lights.
Downtown.
And fun.
It's really great, yeah.
So we go into the store, and it was Dale and I who went into the store. A knick-knack shop, if you will. If there's one thing you need to know about me, I love a good knick-knack shop.
That's why one of the many reasons we call you an older British lady, because Marco will love for every town to go into a shop, and he's done this all over the world with me.
No offense to older British women, because we have a lot of listeners from the UK.
But there's nothing, no offense meant by it, honestly. I mean, you have a collection of salt and pepper shakers, and you love a good tea kettle.
That's like, right.
So there's nothing.
Teapot, actually.
You love a good tea kettle, too. You bought that Le Creuset one.
Well, that's a beautiful tea kettle.
It is. That's what I'm saying. So we've done this all over the world, but one of the things that makes you truly happy is strolling.
Yes.
going into shops.
Most definitely.
Picking things up, looking at them, musing about them.
Indeed.
Putting them back down and exiting the store.
Yes.
You don't normally. Every now and then you will buy something, but you'll fall in love with a small owl or...
Sure.
I'm trying to think of other things. Well, a Valentine's Day wreath.
Right.
You fall in love with little things and sometimes you buy them, but usually you don't. Usually you'll leave.
I'm good because my salt and pepper shaker collection got so big that I had to stop, and that's when I stopped going crazy at the knick-knack shop. But this was pre me stopping going crazy at the knick-knack shop. So I see this bright red wreath and I look at it and I pick it up. And I hold it, and it's kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice how many of these berries are on it.
Because mm-hmm. It's branches of berries.
Yeah, and it was not cheap. I remember it being very expensive. And I remember thinking, oh, should I spend this kind of money on a wreath?
How expensive would you say is very expensive? Because wreaths are not generally a cheap thing.
It was like more than $60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't...
For a wreath, that is expensive. Because I've... tried many times to buy wreaths, and you always tell me that they're too expensive.
Well, would you spend $60 on a wreath?
Yeah, if I liked it.
Okay. Well, this was my dilemma. Do I spend that kind of money on a wreath?
Mm-hmm.
And I hemmed and I hawed. And then I turned to our friend Dale, who is very good at giving advice.
She is. She's very diplomatic.
Yes.
Fair and egalitarian.
100%. And she turned to me and she said, do you think you'll love it every year that you hang it up enough for 6 or 7 years? And I thought about it and I said, yeah. She goes, well, then it's just $10 a year.
I never heard this before.
And so I bought it and I couldn't be happier with this wreath.
You were so happy about that wreath.
I love that
wreath. I remember that year. We were friends, but we weren't dating. And I remember you being so excited to have that wreath on the door. And we have it.
And we have it.
Now I have that wreath too.
That's right. What do you look for when you're buying a wreath? Or what would be some advice you would give someone when they're buying a wreath?
I think you know what you want when you realize you don't have anything on the door and there's nothing particularly appropriate. So for me, in buying a wreath, I want something that sort of talks about, it doesn't have to talk about my personality.
Sure.
But it could be a nod to my aesthetic. And what I mean by that is, for me, like I said, I don't love a lot of flowers. I mean, I love flowers.
Of course you do.
But fake flowers or silk flowers, I'm not as enamored with. I love natural materials. I like things that are actually quite rustic.
Yes. A rusted nail,
more than you.
If it looks like it's going to give you tetanus, Amanda will go for it.
I have a bit of a country sensibility with that.
And what do I have? If you have a country sensibility, I have a...
Art Deco.
Okay.
You love Art Deco.
Sure. Okay.
Both the original Art Deco, the 20s revival, and then the 1980s revival.
Most definitely.
You love all versions of Art Deco. Okay. So if something was... Art Deco-y, you'd be very happy.
Right, it's true.
Even the ornamental version of Art Deco, I think you would enjoy.
She's pegging me right.
But for me, now there's not a ton of Art Deco wreaths out there, so...
Sadly, there isn't.
But for me, I like a bushel of twigs spun into a circle would be my ultimate wreath.
Sure.
I would love a wreath made of just wheat. I've actually looked at a few of those. I really would love one of those in the fall.
Okay.
So I might get one at some
point.
That's
fine.
Was it fine?
No, it's great. I mean, I don't have a problem with a wheat wreath.
Really?
The problem with a wheat wreath...
What if it was $70?
Might have a problem with it.
Yeah, I know.
The thing with the wheat wreath, which it's hard to say, is that it'll fall.
Yeah, like, it'll crumble over the years. And yeah, you're not wrong.
And we have really mean squirrels that live near our home. And I feel like they'll attack the wheat wreath.
We used to put ornamental corn as
That's
a
right.
wreath on our door in the fall. But after 2 years or so, maybe three, I decided it was just a come hither for rodents to keep ornamental corn. I mean, it's like basically candy for mice. Not that we have mice, but I just thought it's probably not the best idea to keep it every year. So
because it's hard to keep it in the home when you store it, because you don't want any animals to get to it.
Yeah.
And then when you put it out, it's like, oh, here's some food for you, squirrels and whatnot.
And it's $10, so you can buy a fresh one every year if you want. So so we have that. We don't really have a Halloween wreath per se, but we have other Halloween.
Sure.
Although we've pared down in recent memory.
We need a good summer wreath.
We had one, but I finally got rid of it. Mm-hmm. You never loved it.
I didn't like that one.
Listen, it was $8 at Walmart, so it's okay. Like, we had it for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I was never in love with it.
We could up our wreath game.
Sure.
Now, what we do have for wreaths, we've mentioned too. We have our beautiful cranberry Christmas wreath.
We have our wonderful February
Valentine's Day. The Christmas wreath is now, what, 13 years old probably?
Yes, at least.
Wow, so that's lasted. And then we have this Valentine's Day one that reminds us of Waterloo. And
we have an Easter one that has Easter eggs or colored eggs all around it.
It has painted, they're not real. They're like wooden, I think, but they're painted. Although they tend to crack.
Because the screen door hits it and kind of smashes them.
I don't know if that screen door. They tend to crack and there's a little bit of like marabou fur on that one.
Oh, that's right. Marabou fur.
I feel like that one is on its last list.
Yeah, I think so.
A few of the eggs are missing.
It happens.
The idea of an Easter egg wreath, though, is so fun.
It is fun.
So we hold on to it, but it might have one more year left.
Well, before we end this podcast episode, we've only got about 6 minutes left.
Okay.
We started talking about silent auctions.
Okay.
And we talked about the painting.
Mm.
We'll get to that on another show.
Okay.
But you just won a slot from a silent auction that you bid on. Can you tell us about that silent auction?
Okay, sure. You don't want to wait for the whole silent auction show to talk about all my winnings, or?
No, let's because otherwise people are going to be listening thinking, what did they win?
Hot preview. Okay. So there was a silent auction last week, I think it ended, and it was actually, it was an auctioning off of a series, a TV series.
Right.
And I think I can say it.
Of course you can.
The TV series is American Gods, which is a TV show that actually I have a small role in season 3.
And the show just recently got canceled.
And the show got canceled recently, sadly. So it, which is too bad because it was a really interesting show. But in any event, when TV shows get canceled and movies, when they're done, they have a lot that they've made and accumulated and they have to sell a lot of it off. Who wants it?
Props and wardrobe and
they've made things.
Knickknacks,
Especially a TV series where you've made, especially one like that, that has a supernatural element.
Sure.
So for whatever reason, they had,
supernaturally kind of props.
Sure, reptiles and things like that. But one of the things they had was shoes. All the shoes worn by all the actors over the seasons. And so they sort of sectioned them off into men's shoes, women's shoes, size 5, 6, 7, and so on. So I bid on a bin of shoes because I could tell that they looked like expensive ladies' heels.
You did this all online, and they had different lots.
Yeah.
And on the lots, it would sort of describe what was in there and feature a couple of photos of it.
So I ended up winning it for $35. I got 9 sets of heels, some brand new. And if you're into shoes, Oscar de la Renta, a pair of those heels. Halston, pair of those heels. Nine West. A designer I'd never heard of, but his shoes are beautiful and very expensive. Rupert Sandiford, I believe, is his name.
Sanderson.
Oh, was it?
I think it's Rupert Sanderson.
Well, I still have to educate myself about him. He's a Malaysian designer, is that right?
Yes, I believe so.
What other heels were in there? A beautiful pair of like wooden leather Spanish shoes that are gorgeous and green leather. Beautiful.
He's a British designer.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure our British listeners are like, Rupert Sanderson, of course.
Is that his name? Rupert Sanderson?
Yes.
I.
Or that's the label, let's say.
I mean, I mostly bought them for the Oscar de la Renta's because $35 for a pair of Oscar de la Renta heels that had the price tag on them, which was $1,000, over $1,000
on them. And do they fit?
They do.
Most of them fit, I lucked out,
actually, because, you know, shoes are tricky and heels even more so. So, yeah, no, they do fit. And there's some really fun shoes in there. Now, I don't have much occasion to wear impossibly high heels currently, but I love shoes the way I love jewelry and perfume. I love for them to have a place in my closet that I can just gaze at.
So whereas I love salt and pepper shakers, where you'll be hard-pressed to find ones that are over $20, you love designer shoes.
But I haven't, but I get them all vintage. I get them all secondhand and I don't spend, well, my Manolos.
But overall, you don't spend a lot.
My Manolos are not cheap, but they're gorgeous and I love them.
And you usually don't spend
a lot on
shoes,
sale,
right? Yeah.
No, I mean, I didn't buy. They were originally $800, I think, and I did not spend that on them.
Listen, we can always make them into a wreath if you want to see them on the door.
Oh, a wreath of stilettos.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Although it would make a lot of noise as you close the door, I think.
Sure. Sure. Well, Amanda, that brings us to the conclusion of this episode. Thank you so much for taking us down the wreath trail.
And a bit of the silent auction preview, if you will.
We'll do the other silent auction in an upcoming episode, and I'll be sure to have photos of some of the things that you've won. So we'll talk about that in the future. But until then, we hope you had a great time listening to us, and we hope you listened and sleep. Or that doesn't sound right.
Listened and slept, or listen and sleep?
We hope you listen and sleep.